Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How about this one? Craig, tell me if you've ever had, if Rachel's ever pulled one of these fast ones on you. We went to the community pool yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it was bananas.
Wait, your neighborhood has a pool?
The town.
Oh, okay.
And it was bananas. I mean, there were kids everywhere. It was a scorcher. It's just a mob scene.
Yep.
It's like the scene out of Sandlot. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Chelsea Peppercorn or Peppercorn?
I thought it was Wendy Peppercorn.
Wendy, is it Peppercorn? Like Peppercorn. The thing that you put on, that you find
Isn't
in ranch
Peppercorn?
Dressings?
Peppercorn. Wendy Peppercorn.
How did they come up with that name?
I don't know. Doesn't it sound like the name of a girl who would be lusted after by preteen boys at a pool?
I thought as an 8-year-old when I first saw that movie, I did think she was about it. I thought she was a smoke show.
Wendy Peppercorn.
And honestly, I think when I saw that scene, the thought crossed my mind that I was going to pull that fast one on a lifeguard in my hometown, which I didn't have the balls to do.
I'll tell you what, the actress who played Wendy Peppercorn.
How'd she do?
She still looks like Wendy Peppercorn.
Good for her.
And I mean that in a very complimentary way.
So we're at the pool yesterday, and Amanda, momentary panic, looks at me and says, my engagement ring fell off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And that's the big one. That's the big kahuna, the engagement ring. In terms of what it might have cost you,
my engagement ring fell off.
Craig, would you agree the engagement ring is the higher ticket item here?
This is not a private pool. This is not a little hot tub. This is huge community pool. Probably somewhere between 50 and 100 people there. Oh. My engagement ring came off.
How did you react to this news?
I thought I was going to sob.
No anger?
I thought I was going to collapse.
Well, you knew
collapse.
It wasn't your fault.
I thought I was going to faint right then and there.
Wait, because you were so broken up for her because you thought she was going to say we have to get a
because
new one?
Because I paid a lot of money for that.
Because he knows the price tag on the thing.
Okay, but I mean, the engagement ring, not nearly as important as your loving marriage with your wife. You can
and
forget
I'm,
these things.
I'm looking around like we are screwed.
Yeah. And?
You're just now noticing it. You might have dropped it somewhere, and we've been in this huge pool.
There's filters
to a pool. Could be in the deep end. Somebody could have picked it up and taken it.
It was a joke.
Oh, no.
She had it the entire time.
That's...
Where do you come down on that?
Amanda, you're...
Well played?
Amanda, you're probably listening right now.
Good move, bad move?
Foul ball!
You don't...
You're out!
You don't like it.
No, no. You paid,
I almost
a,
had
handsome,
a, heart attack,
you paid
dude.
A princely sum for that ring. That's not cool.
So I have a question.
Is this connected to you
yes,
losing your wedding band
where
and
I'm
she decides
no,
screw
I don't think
you?
So. I think she thought of it on the fly and
but why would you just
felt
do,
like it was going to be funny.
Why do that to you? Why?
Because she likes to needle me and break my balls.
That's not
and,
needling. That's nearly killing you.
I know. Well, I've got life insurance.
Apparently it's pretty big if she's pulling stunts like that.
Yeah, you know what? Amanda, out of bounds. You're out. No way. Below the line if Mike Tomlin was rating this one. I don't think you joke about the engagement ring.
Oh, she got now, a huge kick out of it.
Now, do you feel like there is something commensurate to that that you could, in turn, get her with?
Yeah.
Don't say it on the air.
I'm
we
not
going to.
Yeah, I'm going to let. the cat out of the bag.
But you feel like there
is. So you feel like I should.
You feel like there's recourse here that you could take.
You think I need to.
I think you need to fire back. I think this requires some return fire here.
If she said she did this because you lost your wedding ring, I'd have thought it's tit for tat. Fine.
Yeah.
But
right.
The fact that she did this just as like own thing, retaliation is necessary.
She fired the first shot here. She crossed the Rubicon.
You have to retaliate.
This is an act of aggression.
I have to? What if I don't? Then I've lost my balls?
She has the upper hand forever. She can just keep pranking you like this and maybe killing you at some point.
Let me ask you.
I need to put her back in her pranking place?
Yes.
Let me suggest to you.
Oh, goody.
That patience is a virtue here, though. That you let it go on long enough. That she thinks there's no return fire coming.
And when she least expects it,
right in the kisser. Not literally, of course. Figuratively in the kisser. Got way too into your Joe Rogan or whatever. What MMA person were you going to be able to beat up?
Jake Glaser.
Yeah. Short, bald guy. Yes, not literally. Figuratively.
Do you guys want to help me scheme up ways to get her back?
Yes.
I'd like nothing more.
Absolutely. As soon as we turn these mics off, we're going to have a little council of war here.
Yeah.
Was there any like sentimental value to the ring, or was it just like the strictly
price tag transaction? No, it's not like the watch from Pulp Fiction that, you know, Christopher Walken
carried in his butt.
Yeah. It's not like
I was
going
to say, if it had like other diamonds from family members,
no, it's just super expensive.
We're talking about another
value,
level.
The sentimental value that it has a pony is how much money he paid for
it. I'm just trying to gauge how like far we're going to take the retaliation.
More now that I think about this, now that it's open season and this is war between you two, now I almost respect her.
You think
her.
This is an act of war?
I almost respect her for how ballsy this was. I mean, you really got to be secure in the marriage to do that. That is a... And you know what? I don't think
you
the husband can fire.
You should have seen my face. I look like Casper the Ghost. When
I don't
she
think
said
the
it.
Husband can fire the first shot like this way.
That fire
has
the
to
cannons.
Be. That has to be a wife pranking the husband situation. Because if you did whatever you think is comparable to that, she would not be as forgiving as you seem to be.
But now it's open season.
Are you just white as a sheet when she did.
Oh,
when,
yes.
How long did she let it linger?
Not too long, but
under
long enough where I freaked out.
Like, was this a period of
minutes? I
didn't
have a stopwatch going. It felt like an eternity.
Because the real way to, in a messed up way to prank you would be to let you start going around talking to people at this crowded pool. Like
it did
begging
not get
them,
to that point.
And then she just watches
imagine
you make a fool of yourself.
Imagine if they evacuated the pool and she had it the entire
time. They drained the whole pool. No. They're looking for it.
No, what she would have to do there is wait till you started panic, like totally panicking and asking other people about it. And then watch you make a fool out of yourself that way. And then say, oh, by the way, I had it all this time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.